What is going on, everybody? My name is Conor Lawler. Welcome back to another week of Weird News Wednesdays. This is the Heroes for Hire podcast. We are back again talking all the strangest news stories from around the world. We talk about the news that the real news is too afraid to talk about. As always, I am joined by my best pal, Mr. Sean Meehan. Sean, how's it going?
Flying it today, Conor. Thanks for asking. Quite a good day.
That's the most positive you've ever answered that question, and now I'm worried that there is something wrong because that was too positive.
No, I woke up, I had a bagel for breakfast, two sugar-free Red Bulls, and...
Wait, hang on, go back.
Had a bagel for breakfast, bit of cream cheese.
Sean specifically knows that he's not allowed to do energy drinks before the show due to the fact that he's a seven-year-old, and he does get hyper talking absolute drivel.
A bunch of red worst. Skittles as well.
Oh, fantastic. So, Sean, this is Weird News. What do we do here?
You have spent the week gathering all of the weirdest news stories from around the world. You're about to read them all out to me, a man who has been busy consuming e-numbers, too busy to look at any weird news.
You can't see it right now, but he's also on a treadmill as he does the episode, just to kind of burn off all that extra energy.
I've got some speed to work out of me.
I'm imagining you in a big hamster wheel, just running.
Dude, I would never be happier if I could get one of those little hamster bottles. Just sup away on that. Fill that with Red Bull.
The man's got small dreams.
Small achievable dreams.
Small achievable, ultimately useless dreams. So if this is your first episode, by the way, you don't have to do anything. Chill out. Just tuck in. It's not always like this. I promise at least some of the episode will be good. But if it's your second and above, I would recommend, actually, you probably are legally obligated. You got to give it 5 stars or a like on Spotify, iTunes, any of those podcast platforms. Maybe tell one human being we exist. Oh. You know, the usual.
We usually save that for the end of the show, Conor.
Just at the start, I said I'd bring it in. I don't know if it works. We'll have like a meeting to see if, you know, it worked with the kids, and we'll check the algorithm.
Yes. Speaking of meetings, by the way, do we have our Patreon fucking shareholder meeting coming up?
It's literally called the Patreon fucking shareholder meeting.
It is. It's really tough to get on invitations.
We are currently throwing around the idea, because it's Paddy's Day this weekend, but this weekend seems a bit soon, that the following weekend we will have our quarter annual. We have a little listener hangout with all the patrons, so that will be the 23rd of March, I'm pretty sure. It will be a Saturday, and it'll be around lunchtime, Ireland time, or Irish time. But what it will be is we kind of jump on a Google Meet, we all have a bit of a chat, talk shit for an hour or two, and then we all just kind of go about our lives. But it's kind of a bit of a fun time, and we're throwing around the idea of the 23rd currently. So leave that in your calendars, we will confirm that in the next few days.
Yeah, don't make any plans, but we'll confirm it soon.
Well, no, do if you have like better things on. Like,
no one has better things on than the Patreon fucking hangout.
Even if like, just anything at all.
The smallest thing can divert you from this. That's all right.
But if you're around and you're a patron, the patrons will get automatic invites. So if you're over on the Patreon now, don't worry. Your invite will be sent to your Google or your email. And if you're not a patron, you can contact us, and we will send you an invite as a bit of a special guest kind of thing. If you're really interested, if you really want to get involved, happy to have you come along.
Because we talk about the show. We usually play like a little game of some kind. It's a fun little time.
But Sean, I'm going to start off weird news this week with something that isn't a fun little time. Oh. I'm going to start off with something that is taking over all of the internet. And we are going to delve into, Sean, the biggest conspiracy currently going around.
Yes, okay. I don't care about the royal family. Other than the fact that I actively dislike them.
I was going to talk about 9/11. What are you talking about?
Oh, right. No, okay. We'll go more to our own conspiracy theories.
I'm like 23 years late.
I am fascinated by whatever this is.
If you don't know what we're talking about, we are going to be talking about the royal family, Kate Middleton, what's going
this
on.
This is such a wild thing for weird news.
So here's the thing, right? I wasn't going to talk about this, right?
Yeah.
Because this came up like 3 weeks ago, and every week I put together this show, and it's always like, Kate Middleton this, Kate Middleton that. And I was like, okay, that's not really our ballpark. But it's gotten to the point since Sunday, when they released the Mother's Day photo, that I'm like, another week had passed without me and Sean being idiots and trying to, I don't know, figure this out.
Solve this out, like Columbo this shit together. Like,
now, look, there's probably much smarter people. Now, I'm going to say probably. There definitely is much smarter people on TikTok and Instagram and all over the world trying to figure this stuff out. But Sean, I now want to talk about Kate Middleton and where is she?
Rest in peace.
Nobody knows.
What's weird is, it's so easy to stop this conversation.
Yeah.
Just put out a video of her fucking speaking.
Well, okay, if someone doesn't know what we're talking about, Sean, please, there might be people who aren't as chronically online as myself and yourself. So please, I want you to let people know your current timeline, and then I can kind of fill in the blanks.
Yeah, so I'm following this in very much an observer kind of a way. But Kate Middleton basically hasn't been seen in a public appearance since Christmas time of 2023.
She's the Princess of Wales, currently Princess married to Prince William.
Yes, who is next in line for the throne of England.
And as Irish people, we are prone not to give a shit about the royal family, unless there's drama.
In which case, anything that weakens the royal family, great for us. So, she hasn't seen ages. There was an announcement put out that she was going in for a planned surgery and was then recovering at home, so was not doing public events and visits and things like that.
Mm.
And then people realised that she never really came back into the spotlight at all. There were all these theories about where was she, what was going on. And then on Mother's Day, a very faked photo was released of her with her children, and people are like, this is the most Photoshop thing I've ever seen. Not even AI, just full on Photoshop.
Mm.
And it was apparently signed by Kate Middleton, this tweet, but it's like, and it was, I'm a photo editor as a hobby, and it's like,
it was mad.
The royals aren't editing their own fucking press photos that they decide to put out, first of all.
There's mid-level celebrities that don't edit their own photos. They have, I don't know, maybe a photographer, an editor of some kind.
A PR team.
Anybody who's like low level. Like if you're making, I don't know, anything per year, but you've got like a low level of fame, normally they have a team that kind of works on that stuff.
Exactly.
Photoshops here and there.
If you're one of the most famous women in the world, you're a royal. And granted, yeah, you don't do that much with your day, fair enough. But
so technically you could become good at Photoshop.
But there's no way that they would let, they don't have control of their own social media accounts. They shouldn't, first of all.
No, they've never seen social media. I can only assume. Why would they need to? But okay, so how I'm going to try and start off this is that
I
what
hate
happens
the royal
is
family so
Christmas
much,
Day is the last time anyone sees this woman alive. Okay?
Yes.
And I'm going to say
confirmed alive. Yes.
Confirmed alive, right? So she does the Christmas Day thing with Prince William and the kids, blah, 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 right? And then normally, around January, they do a load of, you know, the royals are always going to events and just showing
shaking hands and kissing
just,
babies
just
and that
shaking
shit.
Hands and kissing babies and the usual fucking shit.
Propaganda.
remember, we're Irish, so please. But the
usual sorry.
Shit.
Everything we're about to say, colour it through a very green pair of tinted glasses.
There's something in the royalty that, like, in Irish people is just like, no. Just like, it brings something out of us.
Genuinely. Like, it's not, I don't wish any ill will towards any members of Great Britain and whatever. But just, there's something in me.
I would give anyone €1 million if they declared, in Ireland, I'm going to become king and start a royal family, because they would be beaten to death.
Oh, in the town square. Like, we'd bring back, like, the guillotine. We'd borrow that from
No matter
from
what you believed. You could believe in anything else, but, like, everyone would join together, like, let's get this fucking prick.
Yeah. I know lads who have had their Mini Coopers keyed because the brake lights are the Union Jack, like.
Not having it. But anyway, right, so she's alive on the 25th. Then around the new year, what happens normally is they go to all the usual events and shake hands and public appearances. Her and William are never to be seen at any of those public events in January. Look, not a big deal, But then around about mid-January, people are kind of like, super weird that we haven't seen either of them in a few weeks. What's the deal with that?
And also, didn't the king, wasn't he diagnosed with cancer around that time?
No, that was after it. That was after this.
Excuse me.
That's not till February. So this is only January. And then, surprisingly, on January 17th, we get the surprise announcement from the palace, just out of the blue, that she has been admitted to hospital and underwent planned abdominal surgery a day earlier. Now, this, they didn't tell us that she was going in. They told us, oh, it happened yesterday. We forgot to tell you. Don't worry about it. But yeah, she's going to be out of action until after Easter. She's in rough shape. And so then they say that she's in the hospital or whatever. William is photographed leaving the hospital the day after, where Kate's surgery is taking place. This is the only time photographers captured him at the hospital. So there's right. a scenario here where this woman, if you believe she went in for the surgery, that her husband only went to visit her once when she was in there for 2 weeks.
Yeah, which I like, and he like, you would think I would give him maybe twice. Maybe if he's really busy, he gets two visits, you know? But once in two weeks.
There's no way any of us, even if you fucking hate them, right? You're if you fucking hate your husband or wife or whatever, or boyfriend or girlfriend, and you'd still go visit them at least twice.
But here's the thing, is that because the royal family is a business as well, so would you not keep up the appearance that, you know, we're just like you and normal and love each other and it, like our finances aren't tied to our birthright? Like,
and so she's in there for 2 weeks. Apparently King Charles goes to see her on January 26th, a full week later, after she gets initially brought in. William's only seen her once the day after. Hasn't seen her since. Don't worry about it. Are you grand? Grand. Big thumbs up. Fuck off. I'm heading off.
Yeah. Right?
So he goes back. Apparently then on the 29th, 14 days later, she has been discharged. The palace just announces. Now, she's not photographed. I was going to say photography and photographed at the same time. She's not photographed leaving the hospital. Nor is she photographed arriving back at the palace. Right? So, you know, she's never photographed doing anything, really. The only photograph we have is on December 25th. And it's only now that people start realising, we've never seen this woman alive.
Yeah. We don't know what's up with, like, and I like, people are entitled to privacy during medical events and things like that. But if you build an entire country around the idea that these people are important and should be celebrated, it's fair for people to ask questions about their whereabouts and people to wonder if they're being lied to for the sake of keeping the peace.
Also, there's no way that photograph, even when she gets out of hospital, even if she's in a rough way and she's like, she looks maybe frail, weak, like not well, that photograph still is good for their publicity because it shows her in like a heroic light.
100%.
If you're taking PR style, you're like, okay, well, even if, look, she comes out and she's like not in great, but you're like, oh, she survived, and oh my God, isn't she so brave? The usual stuff, right?
In a very sick way. As a PR manager, that's your dream because you get the entire country to root for someone.
And the royals, that's how they work, right? They work with the media to try and make themselves look good. We all know the deal, right? But it's weird that there's no photographs at all. And then they are said, they say she's making good progress. She never says anything.
Trust us,
bro. Trust us, right? As the weeks go by without any updates or any disclosure of her medical diagnosis, speculation begins to build by February, and Kensington Palace takes a no comment position about the whole thing, and this is around the time when the king announces that he has cancer, and so they're now, that's part of the news cycle now as well.
Now also they're running out of active royals to do events and things like that. Because the king is out, Kate Middleton's out, Camilla recently peaced out for a little bit.
So now they're all pieced out.
They're all kind of pieced out.
What does it mean? So the palace then prompts again late in February. She's doing well.
Don't worry about her. She's fine.
And I love the fact that then this, in their exact quote is, there's not going to be a running commentary provided, right? So just stop asking. As if... the only, as if like there's constantly been a bit of back talk. All they've said twice in 2 months is, don't worry about it, bro. She's grand. Yeah. Just don't ask any more questions. It's fine.
Just keep trusting us that we're telling you the truth, yeah, and we're not just seeding stories to papers. Like,
So as by the March 4th, Kate passes the 2 month mark since her last public appearance. No photographs released in that time. And apparently she's meant to be recovering at the palace. And March 4th, a paparazzi captures an image the world is waiting for. Kate out and about, being driven in a car by her mother and wearing dark sunglasses. The thing is, it caused a bit of controversy as, I mean, a lot of people are stating that it might not be her.
I did see this. This was when I first discovered a lot of this story, was people being like, that's a weird... fake looking
photo.
Do you
know what all of the photos are? To put it into context, all of the photos are Bigfoot photos. They're all Loch Ness Monster photos. And by that I mean blurry, far away, kind of out of focus. You don't really have, can't really see, but I suppose they're there.
Yeah, and it's not even that, I think paparazzi's a weird fucking thing. I don't think it should exist.
No.
But if you are the family, why not just put out a real photo and a real video to say, hey, we're fine. Mother's Day, even if she's sick in bed, God help her, have a photo of the kids around her as she's recovering. That's the move.
Yeah. Like, also, by the way, I know like we're talking about like this is weird about the media. We're actually talking about it.
Yes.
But I'm guaranteeing you, if this was your friend John and John's wife... never showed up for a few months, and every time you asked him, he showed you a weird photo of her blurred in the background. I think you'd have questions whether what had John done to Jane, because
yes,
Jane is dead.
100%. And like, we're not saying that the royal family killed anyone,
but all
we're just
we
saying
got
they to- have in the past.
We they've got history.
I mean, there's a lot of history there. They've done it.
A lot of history. There's a lot of it involves our people, so we have to kind of factor that in too. But also recently, their own people, if we're going to get into that. But March 10th,
that's
so Mother's Day, we get the photo released. So they've had the photo of her in the car. It's blurry. Now we have a photo on Sunday of this week, which was done via William and Kate's social media accounts, and it shows her holding the kids.
Very
all
much
happy.
Felt in response to everything that was coming out online.
Yeah, perfect. Like, I'm thinking, right, that's exactly what you need to do. It's not until people started analysing the photo that they were like, wait, this photo is so heavily photoshopped, and her face looks similar to a face that's in one of those magazine articles earlier that was shot previously.
Yeah, the face stuff, I'm not, like, I think that's just her face. I think that's her, like, I'm posing for a photo face. They're guaranteed to look basically similar.
Same person.
What gets me, and this is my main, like... point about how this is weird is that the edits that were made are not your standard, like, I'm a hobbyist editing photos kind of editing, because they're actively taking various parts of an image and splicing it together. Most people who are amateur photographers and photo editors would work on one photo and just, like, airbrush certain things and remove spots and stuff like that.
If you were Photoshop, why would you take your arm from a different photo and put it into that photo?
There's also, and this is, I went really in the weeds with this one, but someone was like, oh, this photo was taken early March, but there is, like, those trees behind her are fully leaved, you know? Like,
But also the sleeve,
yeah,
on the daughter's sleeve, that hand like is not in that sleeve.
From another shot, so there. One side is out of focus, like there's various levels of focus
so
across it.
So the photo becomes more and more at the attention of like everyone on social media, and then they realise there's a lot of evidence of image manipulation. And then even so far that the news pulls the photo. Because they have a kill notice on the photo, basically.
So Reuters
which means
and Associated Press, like
the image can't be used in the press because it doesn't meet their guidelines of being a real photo.
Which is wild for an official account to put that out.
So as debate around the photograph grows, on Monday, just 24 hours after the image release, then they've released the apology written by herself. She wrote it, Sean, and I won't doubt them. They told me she's fine 3 times now.
Yeah.
And also they've told me she wrote this, so they wouldn't lie.
I will say, this is also the same press office that said, oh, the Queen is fine, everyone's just coming home for a bit.
she's just feeling a bit poorly, but also grand. She's fucking flying at a 98 or whatever she was.
Can't wait
to do a marathon next week. So then Kate is photographed with William on Monday. They thought in the midst of all this, the best idea that they could do was release another photo. And it's of William and supposedly Kate in a car driving, in the back of a car, right? Leaving Windsor.
Genuinely, if I have the photo in front of me, and if I were to glance at it, that is William in a car on his own. He is the only clear one I can see.
Though Kate is visible in the photograph, she is a shadow and looking away from the camera. The Bigfoot effect.
I don't understand how, like, if you want to do the social media thing and engage with people and look like fucking normal humans,
yeah,
take one regular photo and just put it up. Holding today's newspaper, preferably.
That somebody in their PR team or media team was like, yeah, this'll solve it. Yeah, what we'll do is get a photo of her in a car looking away from the camera, side back of her head. Obviously, people will just be like, yeah, that's okay. Obviously, I know the back of that head anywhere.
Yeah, and she might have had surgery, and it just, maybe it's taken her longer to recover than expected. Maybe
it's
complicated.
Did she have surgery, Sean?
I don't know.
Did she?
There was a load of theories going out, like, oh, she got a fringe and it just takes that long to grow out and stuff like that.
there's so many terrible conspiracy, like the worst conspiracy theories you'd ever read. So it gets deeper and deeper. I mean, it's just, the reason we're talking about is because of the dumpster fire of the saving that the palace has done. Everything they've done that has thrown another big bottle of gas onto the flames.
This is the thing, like, what is weird about this story, other than all of the contents, is what should be one of the highest level press teams in the world has fumbled the bag so hard for like 3 months.
Like if you, I'm genuine, right? If you had a guy called John who works with you, right? And John's always talking about what him and his wife do or what him and his husband do, and they're always out. And then suddenly John stops talking about his partner and he never shows you photos anymore. You're like, what's going on? He's like, oh, they're grand.
But John's best friend keeps telling you, oh, she's fine, and then sends you a photo of her from outside her house.
From like the back of her head.
Yeah, at night.
John always in the foreground, her always not facing
the
camera.
She loves John, and she's also there.
She's there. She's around, isn't she? She's grand. Like, you would be like, John's done something. Like,
this is weird.
Not well.
Yeah.
You might ring the police. So, what's got on here, Sean? First question. Mm-hmm. Is she alive?
I think so. Genuinely, I hope so. I don't wish death upon anyone.
No.
Like, I say that like I'm a fucking hero.
You're a very good man, and I'll say that about you. You don't wish death on people easy.
No, it takes a lot.
Maiming, yes, but not death.
But I think there's some weird family shit that's gone on.
Yeah.
And I think I think she might be voluntarily wanting to leave.
So that is my theory, is that, like, yeah, she wants out, right?
Yeah.
And look, something happens in a relationship, not working, you want to leave. The real issue you run into here is it's a kind of in and not out situation and system that they have set up, because...
True. Name one example, Connor, where that's ever happened.
You can go in fairly easy, but you ain't coming out.
You're really not, are you?
It's very like the mob, isn't it?
It is. Oh, that's an interesting tie to make. A well-connected family committing crimes, you say?
Like you can get in, but once you know the secrets, like, the doors start shrinking behind you.
And even if you know too much, but you agree to stay, they'll protect you.
Yeah.
Prince Andrew. But...
Yeah, there's photos of Prince Andrew around the place.
There's heaps of photos of a basically known paedophile. And no photos of this woman who we just want to know is okay.
It's the easiest job ever. Now look, since this episode's recorded, maybe they release a photo tomorrow, Sean. Right? Maybe
I hope they
release a photo tomorrow with the newspaper, everything's grand. As of right now, all we know is that we nobody has seen the woman, right? That she's just MIA. And it gets worse and worse. And I think the more you think about it, like, the deeper down the rabbit hole you get. As people who I don't think me and you are big into conspiracies, and I think a lot of people feel the same.
Yeah.
Is that it's because it's such a dumb conspiracy to be like, well, just release a four. Like, I don't...
That's the thing. It's so easily resolved is the issue. Yeah.
Just have a video of her saying, Jesus, I'm really glad Cillian Murphy won that Oscar. Just...
Yeah, like, have her name all the Oscar noms, and then we'll know at least she was fucking around for
no,
that.
No, the nominations were released in February, so
that's true.
We need her to tell us that Cillian won.
Who won, yeah. And unless they guess really well, or they're in the Academy.
That, like, they get every... Ryan Gosling's performance is amazing.
Oh, we'll talk about the Oscars at some point. The thing about it is, as well, is that genuinely I feel like people just have a bit of a distrust of the royal family.
A bit.
Especially here.
Yeah, interesting.
Just, you know, it's a theory I'm throwing around. Yeah, I don't think they're at all good.
But are they...
What's the argument? Connor, what are we doing here? Do you know how they got the throne in the first place? The first lad was called the Conqueror.
I thought he just made a load of really savvy business deals.
Was he killing people? Killed hundreds and thousands of men.
Fuck. Like, and when he killed them, was he taking their land? Like,
oh, he was. Oh, you better believe it. And look, and you might think it was just limited to the island that he was on. No.
No, wait, no, he came across.
Oh, eventually they all came across.
They got bored of killing each other. Like, I know an even more place we can kill.
Let's kill someone else who did nothing wrong.
Who just lives here.
We were fine.
Do you live here? This is my land now. But it's mine, no. I said it's mine, right? Oh, just fuck off, right?
That's really shit. Can I still speak my own language? Nah.
Fuck off.
Get gone.
I think, Sean, that this is going to get crazier. I don't know what's happened, but I mean, there's also theories William has seen somebody else.
I've heard this as well, I don't know the man. I don't put it past him.
But you could still release a photo of her if he was seeing somebody. Even if he was cheating on her, you could take one photo.
Yeah. The current king was cheating on his wife, and he's now the king.
And what happened to his wife at the time?
Do you know, we don't like to talk about it, actually. It's...
Oh, man. This is going to be really sad if something does happen.
I know. If you're from the future listening to this, we didn't know any better and we're just having a laugh.
Right? We just thought it was a funny conspiracy because it's so dumb. Just put out any photo, anything. Just how have they made this so much worse for themselves when this doesn't need to be?
Their next, whatever they put out next needs to be rock solid. Like, it just needs to be, it's
her
a video.
Talking.
Her talking, it's a video with a constantly moving camera, and she's walking in front of various different colours so we can't key it out. Like,
ooh.
We need an insane level of commitment to this.
Yeah. Yeah, because people are on it now. People are, like, on this and ready to pounce. So you need a photo that's bulletproof.
She needs to do something that there's no video reference for.
Today's newspaper is, like, all you can do.
Yeah, genuinely. Like, today's newspaper, you need... that's the only thing I can think of that's actually tangible. Unless you're, like... You blow up a hospital and she's standing in front of it. Because both of those things will be on the news.
They're obviously, yeah, they're very similar. They're very similar options.
You can either buy one newspaper or kill
a load of kids.
Oh, I suppose it's we didn't say you. It was a children's hospital, Connor.
No, I'd go to children's hospital. That's where you really get the big bucks on the headlines. Damn. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, because a hospital exploding isn't going to make the front page.
They're like, hospital exploded, but it's only middle-aged people who are a bit sick. No, the kids, Jesus. They're fine.
Yeah, kids are fine? No. Run the story about economics instead.
No, we can't run with this. we got some politicians who made some statements. So, Sean, I think we're going to leave it there. But because there's nothing more to be said other than to let people know this is happening and that it's fucking mad. Everyone get out your red string. Send in your theories. There's going to be a question down below. Spotify asks everyone a question. I want everyone to put in their theories what you think has happened. And I think the more logical, the better.
Yeah.
I need something.
And Kate, if you are listening, send us a message and you can come on the live stream.
It's me, Kate. Send me €200.
Hang on, I'll put Charles on. Hello, it's me, I'm the king.
It's me, Charles, the king.
We just roast him for 2 hours.
Sean, we're going to have to move on from Kate because we spent half an hour in. But I think that's the biggest story of the week, I think. So I think it was important we touched on it. But because that's all my Twitter page is, by the way. Just full of that. Sean, we're going to move on to a little project that they have started doing in Salisbury, Massachusetts, right?
Okay.
So the residents there, they live in their beachfront homes.
Lovely.
And they basically were getting tides. Tides were coming in and they were kind of destroying all of their houses and just destroying all their stuff. And so somebody came up with the great idea that they would get 14,000 tons of sand and place it along the beach in front of all of their houses.
Okay. Mm. I don't... That's really a temporary solution, though, right?
$500,000 spent on sand dune designed to protect coastal homes washes away in just 3 days.
Yeah. That's what water does to sand. That's how we got beaches.
72 hours, $500,000 they spent on that amount of sand.
Did no one think to look up how much sand can be taken away by a tide?
I think they were thinking of sandbags. So they were thinking.
But that's for when a river floods and you need to soak it up.
Yeah, but like, so you get sandbags, but you just get rid of the bags. I just want pure sand.
Yeah, bags are expensive, yeah, we just
bags
need
sand.
Bags
are expensive. We're already spending $500,000 on the sand. I mean, we don't need the bags as well.
They're haggling with the guy. What if we don't get the bags? What can you do for me then?
Because like, with the bags, it's like $550.
Yeah.
And it's $500.
To go back. Lads, we saved. We did all right.
We're after saving $50,000 for everyone here. Aren't we fucking great? So they said that they got hit with 3 storms, 2 in January, one in March, at the highest astronomical tides possible, said Rick Rigoli, who oversaw the Dune project.
Right? Jesus Christ.
Ron Wilmetti, who, and Sean, I don't want you to start crying when I tell you what happened to Ron.
Oh no.
His tennis court was destroyed. in previous storms.
Do you know, I was about to give these people sympathy. But...
But Sean, his tennis court got destroyed.
Look, I would never separate a man from the court, but... It's a level of excess that I think deserves to be washed away.
No, Sean, you're a terrible person. This man is he's a lovely person, right? He's playing tennis, he just loves his family.
Does he let anyone else on the tennis court?
Only not the poor, but the rich
people. You know how hard it is to find a tennis court in Boston? Make a public one. Let everyone use it, you prick.
The poor don't get to come along.
He calls them the poor.
He calls them the poor. I'm pretty sure. So look, his tennis court was destroyed in previous storms, and he added,
"Good."
He now doesn't know how much his property is worth, or if he will even stay in the area.
You're I hate him. I hate him so much.
He says, "I don't know what the solution is." Beaufort homes in the area started being damaged by strong winds and high tides in 2022. Now, Sean, some say this was caused by, you know, changes in temperature, maybe weather being changed.
If only there's something someone with a load of money could do to stop
any of
that.
I don't think it's that. I think it's just flukes. I think it's flukes since 2022 that this is happening now, right? Because before then it was grand, and I can only assume it'll go back to being grand probably next year.
The problem will resolve itself, I would imagine.
Tennis courts will be growing back. It'll come back, I promise. So everyone in the area basically raised money, which I assume probably wasn't that hard for themselves, but they raised $500,000 and they paid a person to come along, I assume a very now wealthy sand dealer of some sort, and he brought 14,000 tons of sand in trucks, and they put it all along the beach to protect them from the next wave.
Like, look, I have a Boston beachfront house here for $1.9 million. That money is nothing to those people.
But John, you're getting distracted. What about the dune?
There's devices designed to break up waves, by the way.
You don't build a big wall.
Yeah, build a seawall. Oh, but then you would lose the beachfront view and your property would lose value.
You'd lose the
beachfront. Here's a wild idea. What if you just lived in it? You lived in the property for a while.
Live in the water.
No, like, no, their whole thing is that, oh, no, it's lovely when we go. No one lives there. That's where they go for, like, going by the beach. That's
well, maybe they do live there. Maybe they do. Maybe that's their all-year house.
I don't believe that's true.
Well, it was damaged in a storm in 2022 in December. So, I mean, that's in the winter.
He was living there at the time.
Well, true. They could have just turned up and it was destroyed. But at the same time, I'm willing to bet they live there all year round. And they want to protect their houses. And so $500,000 on a big bag of sand. And then suddenly, and without caution or warning, the water took the sand away.
Sorry. Okay, it took the sand away. But also, I was still on that real estate website. And I've just found a house in Boston for $13 million.
Yeah, how many sand dunes has it got?
It says recently they had a load, but it's since, it's reduced drastically.
It reduced drastically to zero, yeah.
Also, do you want to know the estimated mortgage on a $13 million house?
Well, I would be interested because I am in the market. Yes, please.
$68,000 a month.
Oh, fantastic.
That's fine. That's reasonable for one person.
I'll tell you something, that is reasonable. I am looking into that these days. But Sean, the worst idea?
Like, what if they got into a system, they made a deal with the sand dealer that, hey, every 3 days... Javier Bardem. Good. Every 3 days, you come and refill the sand on the beach.
For $500,000?
If everyone chips in, then...
Every week?
Twice a week,
every 3 days. So, like,
$1 million a week to keep your beachfront property safe.
I mean, that is a great deal. I gotta tell you, that is a fantastic deal that you've offered there. And what's it's only 14,000 tons of sand. So, where's he getting the sand?
There's some other beach being fucked over down the road.
Some poor's beach.
Yeah, it's some poor stones. Public beach.
He comes along with his shovel and is just like picking up 14,000 tons of sand.
He's doing it by hand.
Some are like, you could do that way easier, man. No. I need to add it up directly to 14,000. That's the only way they'll pay me.
I have a process. I get paid by the shovel.
He's sweating. 12,001. 12,002.
What's an easier way to stop that, though? Like, without the sand or without any of the official, like, wave breakers or whatever.
Well, like, it depends what you're willing to do.
How much would it cost to lift all the houses up?
Probably less than paying $1 million a week for sand.
Like, if I had suggested that at the start, you would have been like, oh, you're a madman. But now that this has happened.
Now that you've given me worse ideas, now your one bad idea looks good in comparison to the shit ideas.
Yeah, and I have just so happened to have a business selling 10-foot-tall wooden beams. So,
which are not very sturdy, but I'll tell you, they will do the job for an hour or two.
Rickety, we'll call them.
Some might say rickety. Some. But like, all of them aren't rickety. Some of them, strong as a fucking ox. And those ones will be put at the back.
Yeah. I guarantee I'll give you two that are great.
Yeah, 2 of every 10. I feel sorry for these people, Sean. I just thought it was a great business idea that went wrong. Could you have told these people beforehand that this was a bad idea?
If I was in the room?
Yeah.
I would have. Would I have been listened to? That's another story.
That's different.
Like, I don't claim to be an expert on sand or waves or fucking erosion.
Or anything.
But on anything. But if my pitch for stopping waves damaging things was, let's put a bunch of the shit that waves consistently damage in front of it.
Guys, we gotta stop that fire. Quick, someone gets a big bag of trees.
Yeah.
Put it in front of it.
Yeah, get a load of loose papers and just throw it on top of the fire.
I don't have any Christmas trees around here. Yeah. We can barrel it up.
No, last year's one.
I wanted rickety. I don't know, Sean, I just wanted to touch on that because I'm now moving on to one of your things that I know is very, something you're very passionate about.
Folks, I'm about to get angry, I feel.
No, not angry. Well, I might get angry because, Sean, I have Lincoln Woman exploits pump glitch to get over $27,000 of free gas. So
that's their problem.
I knew we were going to have this conversation. So, this is in Lincoln, Nebraska. A gas station has fixed a glitch that allowed someone to pump thousands of gallons of fuel for free. So, Dawn Thompson is charged with one count of theft after she took $27,000 of free gas for more than 6 months. So, she found out that, you know, the pump wasn't working properly. The fuel pumps received a software update in November of 22, and the update managed orders and reward cards, and it was made at the request of customers and staff. Unbeknownst to the company, however, the update was exploitable. It allowed anyone to swipe a rewards card twice to enter the pump into a demo mode. From there, the user could pump gas for free.
That's genuinely, that's an error on their part.
I knew.
They should have checked this before they put the pumps into production.
You were going to be like, I'm her lawyer, and that is their fault.
Those pumps were rushed out the door.
Look, if you give me faulty materials, I'll give you faulty results.
Only work with what we're given as people.
We're Lawler and Mead, and we're Mead and the Law, as I've always said.
We need to get a plaque of that made up, because it's fantastic.
Because I just like me and you as like Nelson and Murdoch, but like just only defending people who have robbed the system.
Because we support that.
Yeah, it's your job to make sure it works properly. If she finds a glitch, she should be given a big thumbs up and said, you helped us solve a glitch, not, wow, you're cheating.
Yeah, and like if they didn't catch it for 6 months, that's on them for not monitoring their stock levels correctly.
So the loss prevention manager discovered one
made
particular-
up job, by the way.
The guy with no friends manager discovered one particular card had been repeatedly used to get free gas. By tracing the card's information, police were able to identify Dawn as the suspect, who constantly kept swiping twice. The first day she did it, I assume, was an accident. She swiped it once, didn't realise it had swiped, and maybe swiped again, and it went into demo mode.
But if that card... If the assumption is that your loyalty points pay for the gas, she might have just assumed she had enough loyalty points and kept going.
Oh, so you're telling me the 510 times that she used it between November 13th and June 1st, most of some days, multiple times on the same day.
Look.
She had enough reward points for those days.
Your Honour. There, society has become so dependent on fossil fuels that it's basically a necessity to live.
She pumped 7.5 million gallons of gasoline.
Okay. Oh, jeez. Okay.
Me and you were like looking at Dawn, like, oh, just Dawn. Oh, Dawn, what have you done to us?
Dawn, why did you have to fill up all those buckets with gasoline?
7.5 million is a lot, Dawn.
It is a lot.
Dawn, you could have stopped that, like, I don't know, months. Maybe the second or third time, maybe. I don't know. Oh, but Lord.
What if we argue that it's a protest? You know, that no one should own it. You know, it's too much for one person.
So you're saying it's that she's really into the environment, and to counteract that, she put the gallons of gasoline into her own car.
Yeah.
Oh, Dawn.
Dawn.
You've kind of fucked us, Dawn. Oh,
fucking
Jesus.
Work with me here, Dawn.
Please. Oh, okay. Lord.
Look, I'm not... Okay. Do I do a Hail Mary play? I can do a Hail Mary play.
I'm like sitting at the table and you're like, do I do a Hail Mary play? I'm like, always.
You're just like, oh, I don't know.
Big always moves do only. Hail Mary.
Okay, Your Honour. It may be theft...
Oh, man.
But she didn't steal it first. That was stolen from Mother Earth.
I'm behind you just with my head in my hands. Oh, shit.
I turn around and give you a big thumbs up.
Dawn's already being led away in handcuffs. Yeah. Like, oh, Dawn, you are so guilty, man.
They're giving Dawn the chair.
The issue with this, Sean, is that not only was Dawn getting the free gas, but no. The woman also gave the card to her friends. And she's claimed, her friend then claimed, that Thompson told her that the card could be used to get discounted fuel. And by discounted, she meant free.
Dawn, we really needed this win, I'll be honest.
She did charge the friend. She would pay Thompson for using the card.
No!
Oh, Dawn.
Oh, Dawn, you went too far with it. You went too far with it. You made it a real crime.
Police think the woman paid Thompson $500 for $700 worth of gas. So Dawn's idea was, jeez, you get 20 and you just give me 10.
So she's undercutting the gasoline market.
Basically. And she's getting discounted price.
Well, I'm sure the US Justice Department will be fine with that.
I mean, they love the gasoline companies.
I mean, I'm not... Look, laws are made up.
My head's in my hands again.
We won't know.
Why do I let him talk?
One out of every 100 times he does magic.
Why do I always let him go first on opening statements?
Laws are made up. We've only decided that stealing gasoline is bad.
True.
Shouldn't people be able to drive places they need to go? For a reason. Gasoline should be free.
Right. Okay. And so you're saying Dawn was trying to prove that point, or just in general?
She wasn't consciously trying to prove it, but she's why it should be free now.
They're actually, like, raising it to death penalty for her. Like, oh, they're fully going to kill Dawn now.
Oh, no.
Dawn, why did you hire these two idiots?
They said they had 100% success rate.
We're Lawler and me and the law. We keep saying that.
We say it in sync.
Like a Team Rocket kind of intro. I feel like Dawn is being hard done by, because I know, look, she was getting under-the-table money from her friends as well.
It's the under-the-table money that really has...
Seven and a half million gallons of gas is a lot of gasoline to steal.
Because that does mean... That means Dawn also doesn't believe that gasoline should be free.
No. Dawn believes gasoline should cost money, but the money shouldn't go to the place where you're getting the gasoline, because she believes in a free market and she believes she's the provider of gas. And if you can't prove that that woman isn't crazy enough to believe that she provides gas through thought, then you can't convict her, Your Honor.
Your Honor, have you seen Dune? Because Dawn is basically doing a Dune right now.
Yeah, she's actually the good guy in this, when you think about it.
She's hard done by the system, and is going to take control of the spice, gasoline, whatever you want to call it, and will lead the galaxy. Look, I haven't read the rest of the books, but I assume it's fine.
You're scrambling after seeing part one.
Yeah. I haven't got around to part two yet, I'm sorry.
She knows Oscar Isaac, I think.
Josh Brolin's there.
Great beard. Oscar Isaac, actually.
Great beard.
I think Dawn is actually a hero, when you think about it. Because
I think so.
She's the only brave enough one to find the flaw in the system.
Yeah, like people have hacked websites and then been hired by the FBI. So
you should be thanking Dawn that she only ever used that for her own benefit, because she could have told everybody and then you would have been out a lot more money. But she didn't, because she was looking out for you. It was kind of like, you pay her under the table, she'll keep it hush hush.
That's true, yeah. She did keep it to a close circle. She didn't say, hey, everybody, but then that would give the game away. I'm arguing against you now. That would give the game away.
The judges are looking back and forth between
It was
us.
Really in her best interest to keep it to herself, if you think about it.
I don't know. I think I wanted to talk about that because I knew you'd have strong opinions on that. Yeah. And I wanted to see you try and get Dawn out of the 7.5 million gallons of diesel.
And I think I successfully did that, as usual.
I don't think so. I think Dawn is definitely going
We're
to jail.
We're mean on the law.
We never said we were good lawyers.
No, we just said we were mean. We didn't bully the law until everyone else is sick of it.
So, Sean, we are going to finish Weird News this week with a Florida man who attempted to have a little flirt at the airport. And it kind of went a little wrong, because I have Florida man claims bomb threat was an attempt to flirt with a passenger at the airport.
Fucking hell, that's a bold move.
A Miami man was arrested after trying to flirt with a passenger by joking that he had a bomb in his bag at Florida airport.
It's a real, real Hail Mary, though, isn't
that
it?
That is a full-on ball strategy, I'll tell you that. So Alan Barinski...
Is that his opening line, do you think?
I have a bomb in my bag. Does that interest you?
Any further thoughts?
To you, the floor, please. Give us your feedback. Alan Barinski, who's a 70-year-old Miami resident, told police he was, in his own words, trying to be funny, when he made a joke at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport last Friday, according to the sheriff's office. Berinsky was sitting at gate G11 in Terminal 4. Very specific, a lovely terminal. And was overheard by two witnesses telling a fellow passenger, "If the bomb in my bag goes off prematurely, I apologise to your family in advance."
That's not even, like, charming. That's genuinely psychotic.
It's just like, if the bomb goes off, your family are going to miss you, because you'll be in bits on the runway.
But that's not even like, hey, like, look, there's jokes to be made about, like, hey, you're really pretty, or,
yeah.
And then you maybe follow up with, I don't know how you...
I don't know if there is a chat up line that involves you having a bomb in your backpack.
I don't think you can segue a bomb in an airport into flirting with someone.
You're so beautiful that you're going to make me blow up.
Yeah, not the worst, but like...
You'd have to use the word blow up.
You know, yeah, and even that, like... that's even a weird... like, first thing to say to someone.
There's no easy segue into that.
No. I don't... and also, there's... You just don't joke about that stuff at an airport.
Did you
know?
Fall from heaven? Because I have C4 in my bag. I hope that interests you.
My bag's full of C4, and I'd like to see more of you.
She's like, oh, shit. Alan, wow.
Yeah, please, calm down. The pilot is here.
Sorry, put your clothes back on, he says. The two witnesses then became alarmed after hearing him say that, which you would, yeah. And reported his remarks to the sheriff's office. Alan was then arrested. They came over to talk to him. And he acknowledged he knew what he said was wrong, but continued to do so, said the
officer. I'm kind of a bad boy, you know.
I'm the bad boy of the flying world, officer. You probably know about me. I always carry bombs. Wait, what? That's illegal. All right.
No, I have 200 mils of liquid in my carry-on. How about that?
A Florida statute fines any action to knowingly make a false report concerning placing or planting of any bomb constitutes a felony, apparently. So he's going to jail. Because, I mean, Berinsky, he kind of uses... The question really becomes I have here is that does he actually have a bomb that he uses as a chat-up line? Or if he doesn't have an actual bomb... In his head, he's thinking, girls dig bombs.
Yeah. Do you know what will really... they'll remember me.
If anything, they will not forget me due to trauma.
But isn't an airport a weird place to try and chat someone up? Like, most times in an airport, you're just doing your own business, just trying to get
home. It's almost like 7 o'clock in the morning and you are looking rough.
Yeah. No one's at their best in an airport.
No.
And that's fine.
Everyone's just trying to get somewhere else so they can make themselves pretty at the other end.
And maybe that's it. If you don't deserve me at my Terminal 4, you don't deserve me at my Terminal 1.
You don't deserve me after my bomb blows up. Then you don't get me when my bomb doesn't blow up, is what I always say.
So you keep bringing it back to bombs, you know?
How can I say? I love exploding planes. Wait.
Oh, that's on record now. Oh, Jesus.
Is this recorded? Sorry, is this my God? Oh,
yeah. Oh, right, we're airport radio, Connor.
The FBI are definitely tracking this show from now on.
Good. A couple more listeners. Join the Patreon, please.
We're mean on the law.
We're mean on the law. If we can stress nothing else, we're mean on the law.
Yeah. Sean, what do you think of Florida Man? Do you think he's romantic or maybe just poorly placed?
Like, I think he's a hopeless romantic in the sense that that's hopeless. You're not
that's
getting anywhere with that.
Idea of romance, yeah. Is there a scenario where that works?
The very slim chance that you meet someone with the exact same humour as you in that situation. And it's risky because most people don't want to think about bombs on airplanes.
If anything, that's the last thing you want to think about.
You don't want to find someone who likes that, I feel.
I don't think they're good. I don't think it'll last if, you know, your hobby and your interest that you share is, geez, wouldn't it be great crack if somebody had a bomb at an airport?
Yeah, I don't think that's a good foundation.
Only topped by exploding a children's hospital.
Or perhaps the princess will be revealed.
It was Kate Middleton. She's Florida man.
She could be, for all we know.
She could be. We don't know. That's the.
They're not telling us anything.
She could be there. We don't know. Sean, that's it for this week's weird news.
Excellent week of weird news, Connor. Would you like me to take us out?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of Weird News Wednesday. We will be back on Friday with Hero or Zero, and then next Wednesday with another episode of Weird News Wednesdays. Big thank you to everyone over on Patreon, patreon.com/Heroes for Hire podcast. Link to that is in the description if you want to get access to movie reviews. We have some TV show reviews up there. And as mentioned, you do get an invite to any of our live hangouts. So great way to support the show. And you also get a shout out. So thank you to Roisin and Baby Ben Palmer, Joe Burney, Ryan Komatsu Dozer Enthusiast Evanson, Waffles Loves You and Hopes You Have a Good Day, David Clark, Sean Chuck It in the Wash and It'll Be Grand Jameson, Dominic, Anna Irish Walrus Forever, and congrats Roisin on your baby, Helm Roos, Danny McLaughlin, Lord Smish, Michelle Brown, Michaela Doughty, Frost Overwhelmed by Uni and Other Bad Choices, Ed Ball, Connor and Lorraine are certain you could kill someone with a compass, just aim for the, oh fuck, just aim for the carotid artery, there we go. This episode's definitely on a watch list.
We're going to jail.
Russ, question. Is David Zaslav the real-life known bastard Reed Richards without the logic parfit? Well,
oh,
Batman
shit.
2 just got delayed.
Oh, so. Shit, yes. Yes, he is.
He is. 100% confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson Bruheim decided to let Sean stay as host. Liz had a few too many on St. Paddy's Day and tipsily subscribed to the Patreon. Liz's anniversary is coming up, clearly. Kira Lawler, Judge Lahey, The Amazing World of Keza, Mikey the Leinster Ledgebag, Chair's number one fan, Kyle Borowski, Rory screamed and he was responded to on Twitter, and Sean subbed to the Patreon after 10 creamy pints. Thank you all very, very much for your continued support. We really, 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 really appreciate it. If you want to join those people, a link to that is in the description. There is also the merch store, heroesforhire.ie/shop. Twitter is at heroesforhirepod. The 4 is the number 4. Facebook is Detective Divilment's discussion group. Instagram is Heroes for Hire podcast. And the best way to ever help out the show is to tell one human being that we exist.
Just a one, please.
And I think that's about it, Connor.
I think so. So have we covered all of it?
I've been Sean Meehan.
I shall see you all next week.
Bye.
Bye.